Hello, hi, and welcome to a very special bonus series. This is a collaboration with Medium Lady and the CEO of Happiness, Dr. Ellen Wong. Today we're going to introduce you to what I am really excited is going to be a series of mini episodes breaking down the happiness framework and giving you the tools and the pillars that will help you reach a life that is more concretely happy, rather than sort of this like, are you happy? That's kind of a nebulous thing you could achieve. Instead of that, the next 9 episodes are going to give you really practical themes with which to see your life as a happy life. Before we dive into that, I want to introduce you to my collaborator, Dr. Ellen Wong. And Ellen, welcome to Medium Lady, and thanks for doing this collaboration with me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm super excited to dive into this conversation with you.
So this is episode 0. This is an introduction for everyone who's about to dive into the next 9 episodes. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and how you discovered your niche? And what do you do? Who do you work with today as you make the world a happier place, one person at a time?
The road to figuring out what happiness is obviously, it's a long one. And I think it's a long one because most people don't necessarily think about it in any concrete way. But the way it started for me, it started when I was battling my own very severe round of anxiety and depression. And now this is a life circumstance thing. I mean, we can talk about who's predisposed to this and yada, 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 but it was a very life-triggered event. And so I have a background in naturopathic medicine. I have a lot of understanding of both pharmaceuticals and also just lifestyle stuff. And I always want to say, like, you know, if you're listening to this and you think you're battling with anxiety and or depression, it's okay if you need to take medications. It's okay if you need to like walk down that mm-hmm. route. I think there's a lot of hesitation around that. Mm-hmm. And I was definitely at a point where when I started the medications that I started, it probably saved my life, truly. Mm. And it got me to the point, right? It got me to the point where I was then able to add in the things that I knew from my own training, which was lifestyle stuff, diet, nutrition, like things that, and yes, some supplements and natural health products as well, but learning how to, like the medications got me to a point where I could then add in some of this other stuff that I knew from my background would be really helpful for regulating my mood. The pivotal point where this turned from health to happiness was when I sat in front of my doctor's office or in front of my doctor. And the conversation went something like this. He said, yeah, like you're good to go. Like you're great. And the definition of great had a lot to do with the score that I scored on particular questionnaires that you use to measure someone's level of severity, like severity of anxiety and depression, right? And so I scored in the range of not anxious and not depressed. And therefore, he was like, yeah, you're great. You're good to go. And I remember saying, I don't feel good to go at all. Like I don't feel great. And he was like, what do you mean you don't feel great? I'm like, I don't. Like I'm aware I can manage my symptoms of anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. I do not feel great. And I remember there was this moment where we just kind of looked at each other and there was a pause and it was very obvious that we were measuring it from a completely different perspective.
Wow.
And it was then when I realized that often, you and I are both in healthcare, and this is not saying anything bad about healthcare in any way, but it's really that healthcare is designed, at least in Canada or in Ontario, healthcare is very much designed to help you go from sick to not sick.
Mm-hmm, right.
Then there is a threshold you cross where you start talking about things like wellness and well-being and I think like joy and happiness and like all those other emotions now fall into this realm. And that's when I realized that I needed to step beyond my medical training and beyond what I knew about what I was classically trained in what health is, and I needed to move beyond that and seek out what it is that I wanted to feel. And that's when I started diving into this research around happiness, because I realized that I didn't want to only not be sick. I wanted to feel something more than that.
Ah, not sick is not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And I pause because, again, like, you and I see a lot of people who are dealing with sickness and battling chronic illnesses. And I think,
yeah,
I think the healthcare system is designed to help with that. And I think there is a part of us that everybody wants more than just not sick.
Yeah, right. So you had this personal journey. It's led you to a place where you've developed something that I think is super practical. It's very easy to return to time and time again if you find yourself even on the path between sick and not sick, or not sick and maybe thriving, or another definition of not sick. What is your happiness framework, and how did you come up with it?
I started with what I knew most, which was research. So I have a bit of a research background, and that was the first thing. I'm like, I'll just read some journal articles because that's where I start.
And I'm going to say, as you listen to these mini episodes, you're going to hear more and more of Ellen just like dropping studies. This is something she just like has a skill of doing. She's like, well, research has shown in this particular population, yeah, these interventions resulted in these outcomes. She's brilliant. You have a brilliant mind for both retaining published research, published useful research. And so I love that about you, and people are going to get used to that as these mini episodes go on, but continue. I interrupted.
So I started with that. I started reading a lot about what research is telling us about happiness. And again, one of the things with research is it's a very controlled setting. You're looking at things from a particular lens. It doesn't necessarily lend always well to, well, what does that mean in real life? Like, how do we actualize on this piece of information? And so one thing I wanted to do was experience what it meant to be happy. So then I started visiting countries that ranked very high in the world on the World Happiness Index. And so every year, it's a list that gets published, and it talks about kind of the happiest countries in the world. A lot of them are in the Nordic,
Scandinavian, Nordic countries. Yeah,
and so they definitely live life very differently. So I learned a bit from that. The pivotal moment with respect to traveling to countries that are happiest was when I landed in a country called Bhutan. So my husband and I were on our honeymoon. We were deciding where we wanted to go. And I remember him asking me, he knew I was on this happiness journey. He's like, hey, do you want to go to the happiest, I think he said like the happiest place on earth, or like happiest country on earth. And I was like, are we going to Disney World? Because it's the happiest place on earth. And I was like, you want to go there on our honeymoon? I wasn't really opposed to it. I was like, oh, like, that's interesting. And he's like, no, like, have you heard of this place called Bhutan? And I'm like, oh, like very vaguely. And he said, he's like, well, you should read up on it and let me know what you think. And so I looked into it. Bhutan is the only country in the world that has something called the Gross National Happiness Index. So very similar to what people in the States or in Canada might see as like the census, or like some kind of like large scale data gathering thing from the government. Their government uses this happiness index. And what they're interested in measuring and creating policy around is, how do we increase the level of happiness for people who live here?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really, and back to the academia, like I studied their happiness index. I read up on it. I looked at the research. I looked at how they put it together. And I was really fascinated by it. We went to Bhutan. We spent some time there, a very short time, but, you know, it was part of our honeymoon journey. And it is a very interesting place to be. The vibe is completely different. And I just saw things that I was like, this will never happen where we live. Like it's not how people choose to live.
Oh, okay.
And I was really fascinated, by it. And then after, I guess, like sort of years of doing this, one day as I was showering, as all insights come is when you're in the shower, I suddenly was like, oh my gosh, I know what this is. And again, like I needed to find a way to put it all together. like there's all these things kind of floating around. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how would I describe happiness? And then as I'm in the shower, it all came to me. And the thing that happened afterwards was quite comical, because now I'm trying to, you know, you forget things when you're in the shower after you have these great aha moments. So I'm trying to like get out of the shower, write it down. Everything's wet and dripping. And anyways, it was comical. But now we have this happiness framework that I refer back to very often, whether it's for myself or people I work with. So what is the framework? It is the acronym HAPPINESS, which makes it really easy to remember. And I know we're going to dive into all of this, but the H stands for health. The A stands for authenticity. The first P is purpose. The second P is productivity. The I is inner peace. The N is nature. E is for emotional resiliency. The first S is social connection. And this last S is sustainability. So that's the framework.
Okay. And what are we going to do with this framework over the next 21 days, Ellen?
Oh, you had this genius idea that we're going to break it down into chunks of actionable and easy to digest pieces so that those who are participating in this 21 days of happiness with us have the opportunity to pick things that they think that will help them in this season of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very deliberate when I talk about things like this, because I think happiness means a lot of different things to everyone. I think there are seasons of life where some things are easier than others.
Definitely.
And so when we dial it down to, if we get really like particular about it and you're saying like, this is the one thing you should do to be happy, then what if that is something I cannot currently do? Does that mean I cannot become happy? Mm-hmm. And I don't like that, because I don't think that's true.
That's right.
And so when you look at this as like your toolkit, then you get to go back to it and say, well, in this season of my life, in this time, in this day of my life, in this moment of my life, what's one thing that feels feasible to do? And the fact is, when you compound them all over time, you do become happier. Mm-hmm. Happiness isn't like this thing that you do this one instant in this one time, and it's a switch that you turn on and that's it. It is a series of compounded effects of things that you do that lead you to become a happier person over time. And what I think we would like to do over the next 21 days is really give people the opportunity to pick and choose, like pick their own and choose your own adventure.
Yeah. I mean, and it's your life. It's your life's project.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, everyone. That's going to be the introduction of our 21 Days of Happiness and the next 9 mini episodes that you're going to hear, breaking down all 9 elements of the happiness framework. We're going to go letter by letter each episode. We're so glad you're here. There is more to this. You can follow both Ellen and I. I'm at medium.lady on Instagram. Ellen is at Dr. Ellen Wong. Both of those will be linked in the show notes. I also want to encourage people to download Ellen's happiness guide. It's wonderful. And you can enjoy that happiness guide. There'll be a link to that also in the show notes. And you can find a lot more sort of like interactive community activities online with us. But in the meantime, there's going to be an episode released every couple of days. And yeah, I'm excited to share with people the opportunity to enjoy each element and to pick and choose and to have a toolkit at the end of the 21 days about what's going to work for them, so that we're all making our way to a place of happiness and wellness and joy and well-being with whatever tools we feel like are best for us. So thanks, everyone, and stay tuned. You'll be following this up next with episode number 1, H is for Health. Bye.